The rest of the story. The Navy pilot locked on that daring diving course just long enough to bomb his intended target. And that was just long enough to get hit by a Japanese anti-aircraft shell from somewhere down there in the West Pacific island of Chichijima. There was barely time for the pilot to swerve east, get his crew off the crippled craft, and bail himself out. He managed it, but so hastily that he gashed his head on the tail of the plane as he dove out. And at that same instant, his parachute dropped into the sea, his bomber exploded in a monstrous fireball. So now he was alone, about 4 miles northeast of the enemy-infested island. An American plane spotted him and dropped an inflatable one-man life raft. The pilot climbed in, but there were no paddles, and the wind was blowing the raft toward Chichijima. So the pilot, 20 years young and traumatized, bleeding from his head wound and vomiting from swallowed seawater, in pain from Portuguese man-o-war stings, tried paddling with his hands away from certain capture by the Japanese. But his aspiring captors, even at that moment, were racing out in small boats to seize their prey. American planes strafed the enemy craft, tried to hold them off, but fuel was running low. They'd have to return to their carriers soon. The boats retreated, but for how long? The pilot, ever more fearful, scanned the distance in all directions, and there in the water, about 100 yards away, suddenly appeared a black dot. First a periscope, then a conning tower. Dared he hope they belonged to an American submarine? Well, they did. Somebody had radioed his position to the USS Finback, which then surfaced and hauled the young pilot aboard the morning of September 2, 1944. How close was his close call? Of the American airman shot down during that raid on Chichijima, of the 9 who survived their burning planes, 8 were captured and tortured, eventually brutally executed. Only one came home, the bomber pilot you've just met, the boy whose manhood was oh so quickly forged in the white-hot hell of a world at war, and who as a man became our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush. It was many years later. It was after he was director of the CIA. It was after he was president of the United States. It was only then that George Bush learned the full extent of his good fortune. For gradually, quietly, were declassified and disclosed the transcripts of war crimes trials. Transcripts which detailed the atrocities perpetrated on those 8 POWs by their Japanese captors on Chichijima. And so did George Bush alone return someday to lead the free world, while his 8 comrades were plucked from the ocean by monsters that men sometimes become in a war, in this case by cannibals. Now you know the rest of the story.